into your head.
The podcast junkie says,
one of the funniest things I've heard.
The Kildare Nationalist calls it,
well worth a listen. Inevitably, you'll end up laughing.
Dave Fanning of RTE Radio 1 says,
40 seconds of that was enough.
You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 360. We've a lot to get on with today. Items that need to be attended to, issues that need to be dealt with, coffee that needs to be drunk. I don't know. Now that you mention it, it's getting a bit late in the day to be drinking coffee. So I'm not sure if I'm going to drink this one that's in front of me. Remains to be seen. It's a bit cold as well. That's not properly heated coffee. I think I forgot to boil the kettle fully. You're supposed to press down the button and wait for stuff to happen. I remember back in the day. I'm old enough to remember when you had to stand in front of a kettle and keep an eye on it and make sure it didn't go up in flames, because that's what happened if you didn't. First, the water dried up because it didn't stop automatically when it was boiled, so all the water boiled away and you're left with a dry kettle, and then if you leave it another 10 minutes, it would whistle a bit. Some of the more sophisticated kettles in those days would whistle. A fat lot of use that'll do to you though, for you. So I suppose it's something to do with, I was trying to imitate the fire brigade in some way, which nowadays would be illegal. Nowadays, if you went around impersonating a police officer or a member of the emergency services, you'd get arrested. But no, in those days, you could have a kettle that whistled, like the bell on the fire station that calls all the firefighters to the down to the station to get under horse and fire cars. Presumably they had a fire truck that they towed after a horse. They'd put the horse before the cart, and they'd put a load of water into the cart. If they'd had any camels, would have been a good idea to use that instead of having a horse towing a big bucket of water on the wheels. Just bring a camel and puncture it. Of course, nowadays as well, the so-called animal rights enthusiasts will tell you can't go puncturing holes in camels, even if you're going to put a hose into it and possibly save a human being's life. Because animals have equal rights to human beings now, quite rightly so, if you ask me. I've got cats here. I wouldn't go around using them to put out fires. Unless it was in a way that didn't harm them. I can't imagine how you could use 7 cats to put out a fire without harming them, though. If you have any ideas, let me know. Feel free. The only way we can come up with new ideas in this world is by discussing these things. There's no point saying, there's absolutely no way you can use your cats to put out fires in a humane way. So don't even think about it. No, I will think about it. I'll have a thought experiment and see whether or not there are new ideas to be explored, because that's how mankind advances. We didn't get where we are today by looking at a couple of sticks and saying, I wonder if I rubbed them together, would that work? Probably wouldn't, so I won't bother. I won't even bother my arse trying. I'll just sit here looking at these sticks. I'll think of them as two completely separate sticks in two separate universes. That are never going to be brought together in any way. Maybe that is what happened, and the whole stick rubbing incident was completely accidental. And someone said, now look what you've done there, you've dropped that stick onto that other stick, and there's red stuff coming up out of it. I told you no good would come of that. And then the whole place burnt down. They had to get a forensic expert in. In those days, of course, there wasn't much archaeology to be done, so everybody who nowadays would be into archaeology, this was back in the beginning of time, there wasn't any fossils or anything yet, so they just studied the present. So there were an awful lot of forensic investigators around looking for new stuff to look at. There wasn't enough old stuff yet. They were waiting for, they sat around saying, this is getting a bit old. Hopefully, if I wait around long enough, I can finally get a bit of archaeology done and be a proper historian. But until then, I'm just going to have a look at this. This town seems to have burnt down, and my guess from the evidence here is that someone rubbed two sticks together. water and somehow it you caught a light, wherever that is. I don't know how you catch a light. Maybe if you hold the sticks up to the sun, it somehow burns them to a crisp, like a crisp sandwich. I don't know if you foreigners have crisp sandwiches, do you? That's where you get some bread and you get some butter and you put the butter on the bread and you put some potato crisps on top of it and then you fold it in half and then you stuff it down your greedy gullet. Absolutely fantastic. It's one of the most delicious foods known to mankind. I never understand myself why they don't just make the bread and the butter built into the crisps. These are supposedly convenience foods, but no, you have to go and get open the bag of crisps and open the packet of bread and make sure it's fresh and get the butter out of the fridge and get a knife and a plate and put them all together. They tell you, oh, this is convenience food because we sell it in the shop in the petrol station round the corner, so we're going to charge you €8 per bag for this thing. Not at all. Convenience food should be ready to put into your mouth the minute you have it in your hand. There should be inedible packets. In fact, the packet should form part of the food itself. In the old days, that used to be the case. You used to have, you could go out and you could buy yourself an apple, and the wrapping was apple skin. You could just eat the skin off the apple. In fact, it was quite enjoyable, I seem to remember. If you got a big green apple, and if you had teeth, you could peel the skin off with your teeth and try not to make teeth marks. I used to spend hours upon end doing that as a child. Although, of course, eventually the apple meat, such as it was, would start to go a bit brown from age. You say, I'd better eat this frigging thing now before it rots. Because that sort of thing, you don't want to be eating rotten food. You can't be going around all your life eating rotting food, for one thing. You get so into trouble. If you sit in the cafe for so long eating an apple that it's going brown before you're finished it, then a health and safety officer could come along and say, oh, look, that customer of yours seems to be eating rotting food. I'm going to shut you down now. Of course, if you've any, if you have half a heart or if you care about your fellow human being, you're not going to want the cafe to be closed down just because you were playing with your food. So hopefully you'd have the decency then to stand up and say, hello, this apple was served to me in perfectly good condition. It's just that I've been playing with it like a child, which is understandable since I am a fucking child. What do you expect this? Do you expect this cafe owner, proprietor, to tell me to eat faster? Is that what it is? Because that's not really their job. That's my parents' job to tell me how to eat. So really, what you should be doing here is contacting social services and asking them why I, a 3-year-old child, am sitting in the cafe for 8 hours playing with an apple. Although, at least give them some credit for teaching me to eat healthy food. Well, it was healthy before it started rotting in my hands. But at least it's a good start. Credit where credit is due. My parents have me eating fruit when I'm not even supervised. I think that deserves a round of applause. Now, that's probably going to sound a bit pathetic. I'm doing a round of applause on my own podcast. I'm not applauding myself. It's part of the narrative. I'm telling a story. That was the 3-year-old child saying a round of applause. Frankly, I think that's... If a 3-year-old child said all that, I think I'd be able to... As a social services officer, I'd be inclined to try and find a loophole whereby I could ignore the fact that the parents left the child alone and say, that child is very advanced. It's okay. We've no problem here. And let them off with a little warning. I think because it's all about being reasonable. People don't know about being reasonable anymore. It's all about the rules. They'll find you out. You'll be out with mind your own business walking down the main street, and you'll pass a dog and you start petting it, and straight away the dog warden will pounce on you and say, look, are you petting that dog? And you'll say, I would have thought that was obvious. You can see my hand rubbing the back of its neck and its tail wagging. That's its tail. Then, of course, another fellow will say, are you sure that's his tail? Or are you committing an indecent act? Is there any dog there at all? And they'll say, what? And then the litter warden will come along and saying, is that your dog that you're leaving there, lying like a piece of rubbish on the floor? Then there'll be, oh, of course, the parking attendant will be on next. You can't do anything with a dog in the main street, even if it's not yours. They'll be down upon you like a ton of bricks. You'll probably have the fellow who's supervising the Northern Ireland peace process. He'll probably be on to you too. He'll say, are you a member of a paramilitary organisation? Is this some sort of, are you planning some terrorist act? Should I report this? Because this might affect the peace process. You might have to pause the whole system of government in Northern Ireland because of this, because I don't think the other parties will be agreeable to this. You're not supposed to be committing terrorist acts with a dog in the main street while you're in government in partnership with the more peaceful parties. So anyway, that's that. Anyway, good morning.
Email us at studio@intoyourhead.com.
Help support this
free podcast.
Go to intoyourhead.com/tipjar.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
intoyourhead.com.